All right, I'm going to say something that's probably going to irritate the prospective podcast engineer. Kevin, you know what? I love Kevin. In fact, I think it'd be fun to get Kevin on here just to hear from him if he wants. Now, he may be concerned for privacy reasons. I feel comfortable saying his first name because there are many people in the world named Kevin. Okay? now, this is going to irritate Kevin, but I'm more interested in this for the comedy of it all. You ever seen those movies where it's like you're not really sure what the point is? It's like Seinfeld. Okay, so think with me Seinfeld here. Okay, there's so much in the world that's crazy. Truth is crazier than fiction. I've asked myself this. I'm gonna spoil it and break it here. Okay, but you got it. Make sure you listen to me throughout this because this is gonna get funny. Multiple lifetimes. Okay. oh no, that's weird. Oh, okay. Good. Got your blood pressure up. You know, wake up in the morning. You don't need coffee. Just. I can make that a ringtone or an alarm tone for a phone. Multiple lifetimes. And it'll like drive people nuts. You know what? I'm wide awake now. You know, so is it real or not? I don't, who the heaven or hell knows? It's not. Well, what if heaven is just the ability to keep coming back? If you go back in the Bible and you go to the Garden of Eden at the fall when Adam and Eve just left, I mean, it was paradise and now they're kicked out. What the heck just happened? Okay, and you told them that there was going to be a flood and then the ocean was going to part with Moses and then little boys will kill giants with rocks and then fire will come down from heaven to burn up an animal, whatever the heck that's all about. And then God will bring people to land to have them taken away to Babylon, right? Because that's the good thing, right? And you'll put a Jew in the Persian and then in the Babylonian and then Persian government. And then God was going to die on a tree. Like if you told all that to Adam, he'd have thought you were a nut. What we know, I mean, if you told people 20 years ago that we'd be watching music videos on handheld TV sets, they'd have thought that was some wild dream. But, you know, what actually develops in the real world is utterly mind-blowing. And the afterlife will be nothing like anybody thinks it is. And so I ask myself, am I crazy? And my friends say, you're not crazy enough. But the question is whether it's true. And the truth is, there's no way we'll ever know. So I kind of like this multiple lifetimes idea just for the fact that it's so freaking ludicrous. Okay, so I don't even take myself seriously anymore. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? This is nuts. And I'm an Enneagram 9. And so I don't have an opinion. Okay. I just see something that's interesting to talk about. I've bumped into someone over here in Taiwan. And the only logical explanation I can come up with is utterly illogical. The only way I can explain this individual is that this individual is me in my next lifetime. And I have no idea if that's real or not, but it's the only logical explanation. So this guy and I have this running joke it's utterly funny because nobody else does anywhere near close, let alone identically, the things that he and I both do. And so it's just fun. Well, the thing is, I don't even feel like I have a friend. I feel like talking to this guy, I just accept myself better. And it's, so anyhow, it's, I don't want to go into the details. I have no idea if this is true or not. It's just, it's more of a joke than anything else. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're me in my next lifetime. So I can't, we can't hang out tomorrow, Jesse. I gotta go see the girlfriend. So I'm like, well, okay, that's great. He's like, well, great for me. I'm like, well, but you're me. So that's great. Bye. And ha ha ha. And then that's the end of it. And we don't know what to make of it. I'll tell you, do I take this seriously? No. I don't. I just, you know, if you don't see utterly crazy, ridiculous things happening in your life all the time, then either you're not paying attention or you're not living enough. Well, what about the horse that stops to poop in the middle of the race, or the dog wiping his butt around your floor? I was with my buddy, and his dog starts wiping his butt on the floor. He goes, "What is the dog doing?" I said, "Dogs do that." "Really?" I said, "Yup." He's in Taiwan, so they don't know. It's just, why is man's best friend an animal that wipes its butt around the floor of your house? You know, God makes things just... I think God does things just to be comical. You know, joy, happiness, and utter ridiculousness. Like, seriously. Like, let's say that you don't believe in multiple lifetimes. Well, you know how many... I met a whole bunch of Baptists. I was in this non-denominational Baptist group called CYIA. My goodness. They would talk about Holy Spirit experiences like it was all comical. You know, because they don't believe in those. But they all talked about them. You know, so it just, I don't even know what to believe up or down anymore. What was I going to go someplace more interesting? I think I was. I think I've been looking seriously at just myself. What's going on here? What I'm doing with people. People talking to me and me going through this life change where everything's going to be all about teamwork. And I really think it would be great to work with Kevin on show prep, and like he would give me a list of things to talk about in these Taiwan special podcast episodes, and then you know the podcast weekly on Monday would be the free for all, my therapy session where I get to just talk about myself. But as Taiwan special is supposed to be more on point, and so I wouldn't be confined to what he would say, but it would be a starting point. It would be more interesting to people. So as I'm looking at all that, I'm pondering whether I should put things through some sort of a creative process of comedy, similar to what they're doing with China Uncensored. You know, where everything ends up as some sort of a mild joke. He is very educational, but yeah, you know, every news headline has a punchline, you know, like, I don't know. I could contemplate something like that, I suppose. I don't have to do anything about it, but at least, no, I mean, if it's going to be funny, I could at least, well, it doesn't even have to be funny. I could, well, no, we don't have to announce a specific strategy change. Well, I can't expect you to do show prep, George. You're just... Okay, fine. You want to run away and go be sad, go run away and be sad. Is that... My good... Does my bottle here say 2015? Have I been drinking out of the same water bottle for... You know what? It's been a long and grueling week. Yes, changes are coming ahead, and life gets crazier and crazy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Well, that Einstein said that imagination is far more important than knowledge. So, well, don't you think, though, that if you really want to get whatever problem you're facing, whatever new idea you need for your breakthrough, don't you think you need some wild, crazy, obnoxiously ridiculous, stranger than fiction idea to explain? Come up with the wildest, most nutsy way to explain your reality. And you might actually come up with an answer that works. The idea is still crazy and wrong, but actually it works. You know why? Because life is nuts. See you next week.